So I got doxxed. I'm told by my people, I have nerds in high places and in law enforcement, and they help me dox the doxers. But I'm told that 95% that it's the giraffe neck from, remember the guy that was on Tucker, the professor that was calling for dead cops, and his neck is insane? Just look up giraffe neck professor. I think it's here in New York he was teaching it. And he said, I like working in law, whatever, at this technical college because I like teaching future dead cops. So that got him on Tucker, and I think he's been put on leave. It's hard to fire professors. And then the other one is Lacey McCauley. She's the head of DC Antifa. They both, I think, run that Smash Racism account in DC. And she's a pill, man. She is. I'm fascinated by her. I tried to get her on my show, but she runs DC Antifa. She is a woman who is so ethnomasochistic and pro everyone but the West that she was easily seduced by this Muslim Antifa protester guy. And he said, you should come back to Turkey with me. Yes, no problem. Sounds safe. And so she goes back to Turkey and gets regularly raped and beaten. And then she tries to report it to the authorities, and they imprison her for being a lippy Westerner slut. So you'd think that would be a wake-up call, and you'd come back and you'd go, boy, did I have that scene all wrong. Those guys are not my cup of tea. Nope. She came back even more anti-Western. So, I mean, at that point, it's a mental disorder, right? Like, what are you going to do with those kind of people? We keep seeing this in the progressive left. We've got Mika Rhodes, who's wanted for raping men and women in Antifa. You got Luke Kuhn in Antifa, who was writing porn fiction about 10-year-old boys and talking about how sexual little kids are. You got some guy calling him the progressive punk who's on dangerous.com as a serial rapist, absconding his parole, his lifetime parole. I think he sexually assaulted tons of chicks. Of course, that's all they talk about with us. Brett Kavanaugh is a rapist because he had a boner in high school. How does he disprove that? You were gonna rape me in high school. Okay. I wouldn't even remember. If someone said that, I'd go, God, I hope not. That sounds horrible. Did that happen? Like, how do you prove it didn't? How do you prove it didn't happen? He has calendars. Okay. What does that mean? Do we cryogenically, or whatever you call it, break down the DNA of the fibers of the paper to make sure it's from the 80s? God, what a mess. And again, why'd you wait so long? Ladies, the second anything is untowards, go straight to not the university police, the police police. We've been working on this whole rape thing for many years. And if someone rapes you, we want to know about it. That's why cops join the police force, to catch rapists, murderers, thieves, bad guys. Not to deal with someone who touched your arm or someone who made an inappropriate comment at work. Do you ever hear those 911 calls where they call because Burger King ran out of their fish sandwiches or something? It shows you the way we see police now is not just there to catch really bad guys, but to sort of just police all of our lives and all injustice. If it rains on your birthday, call the cops. But anyway, yeah, so I got doxxed, and they said, text him and say that you love white genocide. Now, white genocide is a thing that the far right talks about a lot. I never talk about it outside of South Africa. I think there is white genocide. There is ethnic cleansing going on in South Africa, and that's something I think any sane person of any race should see as bad. But as far as America, I avoid that. I talk about the death of the West, and that includes black conservatives, black libertarians. I obviously don't care about race mixing. I did it three times, at least three times. The ones that didn't take, I guess, don't count as race mixing. That counts as race humping, I guess. But one kid called me up and he said, we might actually be able to find it on my phone. But he said something like, yeah, my Asian girlfriend and I'm going to marry her and I'm going to have non-white babies. What do you think of that? I'm like, join the club, dude. It's actually worse since this story's gotten big because now all my texts are, hey, man, like, look at this. Hey, Gavin, George here. I've been trying to get in touch with you to ask about the Proud Boys, blah, blah, blah. Love your work, man. Keep it up. Fuck those Antifa pussies. some guy from my wife's tribe. Hey, man, I hear you're a member of the tribe. Love your work. Keep it up. Keep up the good fight. Gavin, the Tocqueville of our day. Don't flinch. Peace to you. Blah, 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 blah. These are actually a lot less interesting than the hate. The hate was much more colorful. And the colorful comments were all like, white genocide. I love white genocide. I have like 1,000 texts here. They go way back to 24 hours ago. But I was thinking, like, white genocide for a thing that to keep coming up again and again and again. So what you're saying is that I think that whites are going to be minority soon. Like, I care about that. And you love it. And that's going to, like, make my blood boil or something. Like, oh, stop saying that. And I guess they're talking about, you know, immigration and the demographics changing. But they're also talking about genocide, genocide. They talk about it all the time. In fact, that chick, Lacey McCauley, the Antifa chick, she says, I won't come on his show. He's someone who wants genocide. So this is their mentality, right? A, you're obsessed with whiteness and you don't like that you're becoming a minority. I never even really thought about that. It's sort of like, well, I've always been anti-immigration. I used to be more against it from an environmental standpoint. And when I say anti-immigration, I mean illegal, obviously. And then someone says, you just hate Mexicans. And I went, I never really thought about that. And then I thought about it and thought of all the Mexicans I've worked with in restaurants and stuff. And I go, they're actually pretty funny. I think I disproportionately actually like them. It's the thing that I don't like. But the actual person involved, they seem to be pretty good little riffers. And I was talking to Joshua Ocon, who's a photographer in Mexico City, Jewish guy who teaches photography down there. And he says, yeah, the guys you get are the northern Mexicans. Now, obviously, Trump was right. There is a problem with a disproportionate number of them are involved in crime, and 80% of the girls across the border get raped. Obviously, we're not dealing with the cream of the crop. But as far as humor goes, outside of the rapists, I assume, I don't think there's funny rapists, but who knows? He said, you get the funny ones. The northern part of our country is the funny. It's like Britain. The Scots are the funny ones. So the Mexicans you get, the ones that aren't evil, tend to be really good at riffing. That's why you see so much laughing going on in the kitchen. We're getting the funny ones. So I don't really care about the actual people. I just care about the patterns. But anyway, I thought it was interesting, though, that genocide is such a big thing with them. Like, Lacey McCauley says, I don't want to come on his show. He wants genocide. And it's like, I talked about this in the other show, but so I want to murder millions of people. What I want to do, gas them? Like gypsies? I want to put them in trains? Like, nobody wants that. That is possibly the most esoteric mindset available to humanity. It's up there with pedophilia. It is like one of the craziest places your brain can go. And murder is a pretty crazy place, right? Like say you were at a dinner party and someone took you aside and they said, you see that guy, Kevin? Yeah, seems okay. He murdered his wife 10 years ago. You'd go, get me the fuck out of here. Are you kidding me? You would be petrified. Now, a genocidal maniac wants to do that a million times. So he's a million times crazier than a murderer. Oh, here comes a call. Let's see what we got. Ready? Hello?
Hey, Gavin.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know this was for real. Anyway, keep it. I like what you do. Say hi to Tommy Robinson.
Okay, I will. Thanks, man.
Thanks. You got it.
See, that's not as fun. As, now that the number's really, really out there, most of the calls are fun. And I don't like that. I don't like selfies. I don't like fans. I like enemies. In fact, I'm probably going to change my number now. Well, I am changing my number. But I'm changing my number not because of Antifa, but because of the fans. And the Antifa stuff was really telling. Like, sorry, to get back to the white genocide stuff, I'm simultaneously looking through my texts and messages to play you some good stuff. But yeah, so it's a very esoteric thing. And you think of all the times it's happened, right? Obviously, Hitler is the biggie. But there's also recently with Milosevic in the Bosnian War, I think he was killing what? He was a Serb who was killing Bosnians. That war is the most confusing war of all time. So there's Bosnians, Christians, and Muslims. There's Serbian Christians and Muslims. And then there's a civil war with both groups where Bosnians and Serbs are fighting. Like a Serbian Muslim would kill a Bosnian Muslim? How does that work? I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't care. That's a funny thing about history. Like I like overall patterns, but the minutiae, like I don't really give a crap. I like when Mao killed 70 million, doesn't that dwarf every other study? Like, isn't that the end of caring about this stuff? You just go, Jesus, he is the Darth Vader of dictators. Everyone else, like Pol Pot, what did he kill? 3,000? But anyway, so genocide, right? So there's Milosevic, there's Pol Pot, There's Stalin did 40 million with the Bolsheviks, and Holodomor with the Ukraine. And we, of course, had Hitler with his 6 million. I just mentioned Mao and the 70 million. So that's five guys in history who have committed genocide. That's five guys. And to just go, hey, you look genocide. You want to commit genocide. You go, I'm one of the five guys in the history of man. Man's probably been around for, what, 12 billion people? So I'm one of the five. I'm the sixth out of 12 billion? Doesn't that sound weird to you? And then here's the real crazy part. I don't know what you would call Milosevic politically, but all the other ones I just said were either communists or socialists. So maybe these people are projecting. Maybe they are the genocidal maniacs. And I thought it was really telling. Oh, shit, I got to find this one. There was this weird guy at the beginning of all these who kept talking about how I'm an inbred hillbilly and white people suck. And, you know, you're a bunch of cave, lots of cave stuff, which I remember I first heard on the Ice Cube album. Long head, stringy head, white cave bitch. I think it's on the album Predator, where he's got a toe tag on it, and it's like a cop being killed or something like that. Or maybe he's dead on it. I don't know. I think the beginning he shoots a cop or a white guy. I think he shoots a white guy in the head at the beginning of the album. But anyway, I didn't know about this, but apparently cave people, white people back in France 250,000 years ago, sucked at disposing of bodies. And the Egyptians had a really involved embalming process. So a common black insult to white people is that you're a cave bitch, you're a cave person, you're an inbred. You don't know how to dispose of your dead 250,000 years ago, which doesn't really cut to the quick, does it? Like, you might as well say, nice cave drawings, McInnes. Yeah, well, I've done some really nice Mona Lisas since then, but okay, yeah, you're right. That doesn't really look like a buffalo. You got me. And by the way, Black Power people, there was just some guy, there's this Black Power group called like the Moors of the Egyptian Superiority Black People, and they wear King Tut stuff, and they're American. And they were just in the news because one of the leader's children starved to death. He was punishing them, or he didn't want them anymore, and he let these babies starve. Which, by the way, can you imagine if the KKK or some rednecks were doing that? But this is swept under the rug. But one little minor note, guys, and I love you. I love groups. I made a group. I love groups. As long as I don't starve babies to death. But the Moors and the Egyptians were pretty white, I'm afraid to say. They're both North African. They look like Gaddafi. They looked like Anthony Cumia. So if you are a pharaoh and a Moor and an Egyptian supremacist and you talk about that we were kings and the pyramids and all that stuff and we had kings and queens when you were still in caves, yeah, Northern Africans did. Northern Africans that look like swarthy Sicilians, I'm afraid. Sorry. I hate to break it to you, but you worship Anthony Cumia. You worship a swarthy wop. They were effective, though. And they were also very racist. They didn't like sub-Saharan Africans. In fact, they started a thing called slavery, where they treated them as human garbage. America showed up very late to the slavery game, very late, after they were stealing white slaves. Like, that's why America invented the Marines, because Muslim pirates were kidnapping, I think they're called Berbers, these Christian women, and making them into sex slaves. So the Marines said, all right, we're going to start a thing, 18, whatever it was, 30, we're going to be Marines now, and we're going to fight these Muslim pirates. Anyway, yeah, it's just shocking that these people talk about genocide all the time, and they are the ones who have been guilty of it historically. Anyway, sorry, what did I was talking about those pharaohs. They killed someone. Jesus, that's not a very interesting thing. All right. Oh, yeah. So I'm sorry. I remember now. So those guys, those pharaohs, Moors guys, they always talk about cave bitches and cave people and white people are just cave dwellers. And I get the argument. It's not the worst argument in the world. We were less advanced than you a long time ago. Gotcha. You did get the wrong race, though. You're talking about Egyptians. But an Egyptian can probably brag about his history to a white cave person. Gotcha. We're on the same page. Touché. I say, touche. But you're hearing these white kids say it to me and calling me an inbred. And then this is where it got weird. I hope I can find this on this show. But he goes, it's not our fault our women don't like your little tiny dicks. It's not our fault that your women keep flocking to us away from you. You can't satisfy them sexually. This is a white guy It's a white guy talking about his huge black cock to me. Now, if a black dude did that, you'd put him in a loony bin. It's like I saw this on, there's this Uhuru Solidarity thing I follow on Instagram just because it's so weird. It's all these white people pushing for reparations. It's kind of why we always say Uhuru, we're kind of mocking them. And it's these two white girls holding these Black Power pamphlets and giving them out at their school or whatever. These little, they look like they're cheerleaders with their blonde hair and their rosy red cheeks. And I'm looking at it going, whatever, like I give a shit. But can you imagine seeing two black girls handing out white power pamphlets? You just go, are you okay? Like you'd want to just lie her down and put a pillow under her head and go, it's okay, it's okay. Shh, you're obviously sleepwalking. You're having a terrible dream. You'd put like a cold compress on her forehead and be like, shh, 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 shh. Oh boy, you're going to freak out when you wake up and see what you were doing. I know what I was doing. I was promoting white power. We need to support white race. Oh, you weren't? Oh, okay. So anyway, this is some of the texts. Look out the window, fasci. I looked out the window with my gun. There was no one there. A lot of stuff about dildos. A lot of pictures of Nazis. A lot of ones I don't get. Like, here's a text. It's Pokemon with big tits. And it says, it feels good to relax after a long day being a dumb bitch. I guess that's me in that scenario. I don't understand that one. White genocide is awesome. Yo. Hey, you racist used condom of a human. I hope you get cancer in your dick. That's mean. White genocide owns. What's up, Ace? The only two things in the world I love, Gavin. Do you know what they are? And then nothing after that one. White genocide for dinner. F you. I don't know why I said F you. Fuck you. White genocide is a myth, idiot. Stick another dildo up your ass. Spin on it and reflect on your mistakes. Again, come on my show. I never talked about white genocide outside of South Africa ever. I have way more priorities. Like, sometimes I wish I could just get criticized for things I believe. Like, Islam is a religion of peace, you pussy. You don't understand the Quran. Touche. That's an argument. Or, gender is amorphous. You think there's two genders? Fuck you. Okay, you got me. I do think that. But, like, white genocide? Western civilization is a bore. So is cereal. I strongly disagree. You really don't believe that white people are inherently evil and should be massacred. What? I don't even understand. I thought you were accusing me of that. Here's an attachment. It's me looking ugly, and it says, look at him and tell me God exists. That's very mean. Hey, I'm doing that Jimmy Kimmel thing where you read mean tweets, although these are death threats. It's not as cute. I should be on Kimmel going, I'm going to murder you in your sleep. Someone's going to kill you, motherfucker. And then everyone can laugh. Here's a weird one. It's an anime face, and it goes, you're white, and then blocked. Okay. There's a wiener cut in half. I guess they're going to cut my dick off. What's up? Some of them, I think it's so spooky just to say, what's up, bro? Now, unfortunately, around 1 a.m. last night, it really went public, and it said that Gavin McInnes has been doxxed, and now it's just compliments. So half of these start getting nicer and nicer as the 24 hours went on. Yo, Gavin, I'm sorry to bother you so late, dude. Blah, blah, blah. You've been doxxed. Boring. To tell you that if you're Gavin, Vice was great and made me want to be a journalist. Whatever it turned into after you left makes me want to go to the internet, go away. Jesus, I don't like being so accessible, you know? Like in the old days, public figures, and I'll recognize I'm a public figure, like Walter Cronkite, I guess I would compare myself to, not politically or anything, but as far as well-knownness. And you couldn't just say to Walter Cronkite, hey, man, I like your new glasses. I like your new sunglasses. All right, so now it's all compliments. And it's all, hey, man, someone leaked your number. And it's funny how it's all over the news and Drudge and InfoWars, and it's everywhere. And then, like, 12 hours into it, you get some friend going, hey, man, like John Carney, good friend of mine. He's like, dude, Antifa just doxxed you. I'm like, no, dude, Antifa doxxed me like 40 hours ago. Thanks for your do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do breaking news. That's what I always say to them, too. I say, thanks for the breaking news there, like Mr. Anchorman. All right, so let's see if we can find some. Boy, I got a lot of voicemails. I'd say I have 1,000 voicemails. But so let's just go through some of them, shall we? I'll try not to bore you. What's this one?
Son estiches,
So this is Soviet, literally Soviet propaganda. I found one of them. Like, here's the other thing, too, that I wrote about this in on dangerous.com. So my nerds in high places and my secret cops send me the background information of all these people with the number and everything. And so I would send them to them. And I go, here's your home address. Here's your face. Here's your phone number. Now, if I was a doxer and I was harassing someone and someone sent me back my face, my address, I would poop my pants. But they don't give a shit. And the guy I did this to, his name was Christian. Let me just get his name right. Christian Chiaculas, Chiaculas, right? And if you find him on Facebook, his picture says communism will win, and it's got Mao, Stalin, Lenin, Marx, bunch of Trotsky, I guess. So I'm looking at a total of over 100 million deaths just in his Facebook banner. And so he, I didn't dox, but I sent back his information. He texts back LMFAO, and I call him. And I go, what are you doing? You dox me? He goes, holy shit, is this Gavin McInnes? And he goes, I can't believe it's you. You're the co-founder of Vice. And then it's a Stan thing. And now, then he starts texting going, hey, I go, okay, I just want to confirm it was you, and I'm doing this right. And then I hung up on him, and he goes, don't hang up. And he texts me, don't hang up on me. This could be the beginning of a very bizarre and unusual but cool friendship. Oh, I see what all this hatred is. It's a weird form of fandom. You're a sub-fan. And I looked at his profile, and I thought, this really sums up these guys that get people fired and you think are this sort of omnipotent force. And definitely there is a top brass that are social justice warriors. You know, there's King Tech. There's a monarchy in tech of Google and Facebook, and they're all left-wing weird nerds who are beta males who hate strength because it led to wedgies in high school, and they want revenge. So that's why they shut down anyone who seems remotely alpha or masculine. And believe me, I'm a shitty fighter, but I'm 100 times more Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino than these clowns. But the ones on the front line, the soldiers, aren't anyone of substance. Like this guy, Christian Chiaculas, perfectly personifies the entire sort of harassment movement, the millennial communist harassers online. And he's got a Patreon where he's begging for $1,000 because he needs money, and he's so sick of being poor. His girlfriend has a kid with someone else. Like, they're just an absolute mess. And you go, you hate capitalism and traditionalism, but you abandon it to suffer, and your only solution is charity. You're a loser. Anyway, let's see some more losers. What's this one got?
Hey, you fucking hairy caveman.
Oh, here we
You're
go.
You're so fucking proud of your precious Europe and your rotten Irish. And why don't you go home? Go back where you belong, you cousin fucking inbred trailer monkey.
Doesn't that sound like the KKK? So my race is a bunch of inbreds, trailer monkeys, so trailer trash. So it's not just racist, but it's classist, right? White people are white trash. This guy's a white guy who's apparently a communist. I thought they were all into the proletariat and stuff, but he's all about the lower class. I thought the whole thing about communism was that there's no class. Remember class war? And you think everyone's equal.
How many fucking toes you got on? You got like 13 toes, I'm sure. Probably fucking like 11 fingers. Because you're fucking white trash. You're a mutant, Neanderthal, subhuman. Go back to your own country. This ain't your country. It's never going to be a white nation, and it never has been, you stupid inbred. Fucking trailer monkey.
Trailer monkey. You see this, too, with homophobia. Like, they say, we hate homophobes, and then their obsession is Putin and Trump kissing. Like, it's an insult. And you go, why are you using gayness as a way to take someone down if you are pro-gay? Isn't it a compliment to say Trump's a homosexual? Here's the same guy again.
Hey, man. I just wanted to call and let you know that I think you look kind of like, you know, in Beauty and the Beast when all of the, like, teapots and stuff turn back into humans, but they still kind of have teapot-like elements to them. You look like that, but you look like you were cursed to be a toilet brush, and you still look like a toilet brush. That's about it, right?
That's not bad. Problem with that one is you're using children's movies as a source. I talked about this on Get Off My Lawn, too. Sorry to replay that. He had a weird accent, too, didn't he? Humans? You look sort of like the guy from the children's movie that I watch because I was learning English, Vis Disney. What's this? I think this is a Trailer Park guy again.
God bless white genocide. You fucking cave monkeys are through.
20 years, extinct. You're the oldest, fastest dying minority on Earth.
This guy really hates minorities, doesn't he? Wait, I didn't mean to stop that one. Shoot. You can't pause it.
God bless white genocide.
Sorry.
You fucking cave monkeys are through.
Sorry to replay that.
Extinct. You're the oldest, fastest dying minority on Earth. Just go home. Go protect fucking Europe, right? You got all them Muslims taking over. What? You're such punk bitches, you won't even defend your actual homeland. Go home. Go defend Ireland from the evil Muslims. Stupid, hairy cave monkey.
Well, at least was a point. I mean, I did come from Europe. What else do we got here? Oh, this one's a doozy. This one's not so good. I think this is the death threat. But it's a smart death threat.
Somebody ought to kill you, motherfucker. It'll happen. Bye.
So you can't really take that to the FBI because it's someone else is going to kill me, not him. Some of these are just 1 minute long. That's not as... You got to watch the time. This one's 30 seconds. This might be the other guy who was talking about dicks. This might be the dick thing.
I just wanted to tell you how much I really, really fucking love white genocide. That's just really the greatest thing ever. You know, I've been dating this Asian girl for a really long time, and I can't wait to get married to her.
No!
And have beautiful non-white children.
No!
It's going to really be the greatest thing. And so, yeah, I just wanted to tell you, just again, how amazing and wonderful white genocide now.
So it's you're committing white genocide if you have sex with a hot Asian chick and marry her? Pretty easy revolution, huh? Like, you think of the Civil War, you get shot with shrapnel, you get an infection, you die of gangrene. What do you do as a warrior? I make love to a woman I'm in love with. Wow. Tough fight. By the way, you're saying you're going to make non-white babies? I made three, dude. Catch up. What's this?
White genocide is awesome.
See, this is the problem with this bubble world where we don't talk to each other. So you're able to go off at a communist tangent of propaganda and assume your enemy's obsession is white genocide. And I couldn't care less. Why? I mean, I don't think, wait a minute. Now you got me thinking about it. I don't think any race should be eradicated, but I think it's a bad road to go down to talk about white people. The focus in America should be ideas. In fact, America was built on the whole idea of meritocracy. So America itself is the pantheon of non-racial identity politics. It's about coming here and busting your ass, recognizing Judeo-Christian values as the thing that built it, and recognizing that the West is the best. And the West became the best by not wasting their time with race. All right, what do we got here? Hello? Uh-oh. I wonder if they can shut down some of these. Here we go. That guy sounded like a whackpacker, didn't he? He sounded like a Jeff the Drunk on Stern. Oh, this is weird. One of them has a glitch. God, I hope that's not the little dick one. That would be terrible. I think it is. I got a bad feeling we're not being...
Hey, Gavin. Fuck the Proud Boys.
Okay.
Fuck you. Communism will win.
You can tell that someone's a fat nerd by some of their pronunciation, right? Communism will win. It's sort of like American Splendor, where he goes, I am a nerd. Communism will win. God, I'm bummed out that this one is broken, because I think it's the magic one. That's always the way, isn't it? The one you want the most is the one that won't play. All right, let's try this guy, 717. Hey, Gavin, fuck you. That's handy. Fast, cheap, and easy. That's how I like my hate mail. Let's try this guy.
Hasta la gloria siempre, you fucking Proud Boy piece of shit, you white, dumb motherfucker.
Isn't it weird that these people are so obsessed with racism, yet all they do is talk about white people and how shitty all white people are? What's this guy got?
Come coming for that toothbrush, Gavin. Fucking gonna kill all the white people. Also, you gave this number to that dumbass Aaron there.
Oh, this, so people started calling them back after I publicized these numbers, and they said I wasn't doing a good job at that. But again, these people don't care about being doxxed. They don't care if you call them. They don't have anything going on. This is a video game to them. It's all a big LARP. So when you call them back, it's like in Fortnite, someone shot back. It goes, oh, good, we're playing now. This has nothing to do with justice or honesty or getting to the truth of a matter. Okay, I'm not sure what that person's doing. It sounds kind of gross. Let's see what this guy's got. Oh, I remember that one. That's all fart sounds. Which is, who's offended by fart sounds? You'd have to be 80 years old and a lady. What do we got? Hello? Come on, you can do it. Oh, well. How about half of these have the number and the other half just say unknown, blocked caller. And then a lot of these are just freezing. God, I hope this isn't a pattern now. Have I...
This is Reverend Aaron from Punks for Progress.
Oh, this guy is particularly disturbing. That's the serial rapist I was telling you about. Some of these dudes are like the ones with this. The stalkers always seem to have a bad track record with sexual assault. And those guys, oof. Once you start getting involved in that, they glom onto you. And then, you know, even if you get a lawyer or something to say, stop stalking me, then they start attacking the lawyer. They're sort of like that black sludge venom where you get that on you. And it just, if someone goes to rescue you, they get it on them too.
Some leftist asshole put this.
Now they're getting to be on my side. And now they're like, some Antifa put your number out, dude. I love your work. And that's not as fun. So that's not very funny. And I couldn't understand it. What's this lady got to say?
Hi, Gavin. I love white genocide.
We really are dealing with preschool levels here, are we not? I wish I could find the penis one. Because that was a white guy bragging about his...
My name is Ryan. I just want to call and tell you that I love you. You know, I sound weird. I apologize. I'm a man, too. I have testicles. I take care of business and I hate these fucking liberal pieces of fucking shit shitting on you.
Great. Now I got conservatives that want to fuck me.
Hello, Gavin. I love white genocide.
That guy's not, his heart isn't in it. He's feeling kind of bummed about the whole social justice thing. All right, I got to get out of bed. I got to prank call this Nazi. Hey, Gavin. Hey, white genocide. You're a Nazi or something. I don't know.
Okay, what's up? Proud Blade member from Boston, Phil Pereira.
Whoa.
Fight, brother.
All right, that's friends now. So I guess it's over. I really feel like that 9-seconder, the one that keeps jamming up, that's the one where he's bragging about his damn penis. What a crime that we can't play that one. Poop. Oh, well, you'll just have to take my word for it. And you can tell by the general pattern of these that we're dealing with some sad losers. And I think it's all comes down to one thing. There's one problem going on with all of this, and it is jobs. It's these young people, the kids today, yeah, you heard me, not having jobs. When I was their age, like the age of that Christian Chia coolest guy, I was dying. I was basically a slave. My jobs sucked so much. Yes, I'm comparing my jobs. Well, obviously, no one owned me. But the actual labor part, being a bike messenger in Montreal in the winter, getting up in the dark at 5 a.m, and hitting the slopes, because it's a mountain, Mount Royal, Montreal, on that mountain bike, and just the piercing, freezing cold. It gets so cold in Montreal. It's hell on earth. I can almost cry talking about it. And my girlfriend was French, and French people are lazy. She was just on welfare. So she'd just sleep in, and I'd leave her warm we were like 19 or 20, her warm little 20-year-old buns, all toasty in the dark, and get out, get on my stupid overalls and Gore-Tex or whatever the hell you had to wear with all your... You spent a ton of your money on gear. And you know what else you spent a ton of money on as a bike messenger? Food. You'd need two gigantic dinners because you're basically an Olympian athlete. You know, the only way you can get up these hills without killing yourself is to hold onto a truck. That's considered a bonus. Grabbing it, we used to call it hauling because there's a hill in Montreal called Beaver Hall Hill. So we'd go hauling up Beaver Hall because that hill was just like straight up. And there's black ice everywhere. So sometimes you're going down a hill and you just can't brake. And you'd get $1.50 a package. I can just see any of these prank callers, these communists who love the workers. They're all about the workers' party. Well, you got to work if you love the workers. That's the thing. It's a big part of the word workers, actually. The ERS is just sort of a descriptive tone at the end to pluralize it. But it's basically about work, and you ain't working. And yeah, you get $1.50 per package. And because we were English, the dispatcher... Forget his name. The company was called Top Gun. It was based on the movie Top Gun. He liked the movie Top Gun. And I'd go, what was her name? Bernard or something? I'd go, Bernard, dude, what's going on here? I'm standing in a phone booth freezing my ass off. My radio's out of batteries. You got any package for me? No, guy. He'd always say the same thing. He'd go, I'm grabbing my balls right here. Meaning I'm doing nothing. I'm just sitting here grabbing my balls, which I guess is a French expression. A lot of French people make up expressions that they think English people say, but we don't say that. When was the last time an English person said, hey, man, what's been going on today? Oh, just grabbing my balls. You go, what? Do you have a rash? You have eczema? Why were you grabbing at your own balls? Oh, that's not another thing French Canadians say. We say is, that's it. That's all. Fuck them all, let's see. And I don't know how many French people have said, guy, we have never said, that's it, that's all, fuck them all. I've never said, no English person has ever said that. You invented that. You invented an English colloquialism. Congratulations. Anyway, there was that. And then in the spring, there was tree planting in Northern Ontario, which was brutal. Just look that up on YouTube, tree planting in Northern Ontario. I mean, you'd get up again in the dark, plant trees for 10 hours, 6 days a week. You go home, you sleep in a tent covered in snow. Blistering heat at noon, freezing cold at midnight, probably the biggest temperature variance in a day on earth in Northern Ontario. But I made like good money. First year I made about $2,000, but when you get better at it, you can make like $8,000. And then the bike messengering, that never really paid. That was like $300 a week if you were very lucky. But I developed character there, and you know, we clean pools for the rest of the summer or go back to bike messaging. And, I remember when we started Vice, we'd have to stay up all night to meet a deadline, and I'd be in our office, which was also our house, which was this loft that we renovated ourselves, because we had done construction and worked in other jobs, so we knew how to put up drywall and stuff. You getting the story here? Getting the picture? We have a vocabulary of skills. We're not master carpenters, but we know how to put up 2x4s and then slap some insulation in there and then slap up some drywall, put on some drywall tape, paint it, boom, you're done. We got how to do that. You go to Home Depot, you buy a door, you figure it out. Actually, doors are probably the hardest thing in the history of carpentry. I'm amazed that guys can make door frames. I'm perpetually impressed by that. But anyway, I remember being there at the computer and like the day we started Vice, or no, sorry, this is when we went independent. And so we couldn't check in and check out. We had to meet all the deadlines. We didn't have the government, you know, hustlers trying to trick everyone. That's a whole other story. And I remember being in that office and going, well, at least it's temperature controlled. At least it's 70 degrees. I don't have bugs crawling up my ass. I'm not getting fucking black flies and mosquitoes going up my nose and in my eye and covering my... You just ate bugs all day. In fact, we would go in the truck and black flies, they're tiny little gnats, midges they call them in Scotland. And they're like about the size of a big piece of pepper. And they bite you. Their thing is they land on a hairy mammal. And they crawl and crawl, and they find, like, the belly of a moose that doesn't have that much hair on it, and they bite there. So they're crawlers by nature. So what they do is they land somewhere on your neck, or say your pant leg, right? Then they go up your pant leg, down your boot, and then they'll go to, like, your toes, and then they'll bite. And you can't get to them. So you've got to duct tape your socks to your leg and duct tape your wrists and duct tape your long johns on your body. Even though it's sweltering heat out, you're duct taped into long johns. Oh, Lord, I'm remembering it all now. But black flies have this thing where if they're in a closed space, then they start freaking out. They have arachnophobia. Or no, sorry. They get claustrophobic. So if they're in your tent, you're okay. A mosquito will beat you. It'll beat the shit out of you. A mosquito will bite you all night in your tent. They suck. But black flies, you can have a million in there. Their priority is, so they just bounce on the roof of your tent trying to escape, and then you just smush them with your finger. But if you're in a truck, they're bouncing on the windshield trying to escape. So you'll be talking to your foreman or your boss, if you are a foreman, or another tree planter, and just as you're talking, you're just taking a black fly off the windshield and just popping in your mouth and popping it with your front teeth. And out of three, two will taste like potatoes and one will taste like raspberries. And you'll do it for so long. These things are as big as like two crumpled up eyelashes. You'll do it for so long that you'll be kind of stuffed. Like you go, whew, oh, I kind of overdid it on the black flies. I'm a fucking frog, basically. I'm a reptile who overate my bug lunch. So anyway, when I got to start a business, I had that gumption because I was so happy I wasn't riding a bike through the snow or picking bugs out of my sandwich every bite I took. Actually, you don't pick them out, you just eat them. And these kids, these millennial communists, they don't have that context. They've never received a check and saw how much goes to tax and had that first gulp you get when you're 14 and you work at the gas station and the check is like $280 and then the final thing says $170 and you go, wait, what? Don't you mean $5? I think $5 would be fair. Not $100. No, you get it back at the end of the year. Yeah, I don't want it back. I want it now. That's when you start. When you have stakes, you start caring about this shit. And then that's what I think is the biggest problem. And that links to immigration because illegal aliens are doing a lot of these kids' jobs. You know, in my neighborhood, you never see a teenager mowing a lawn. When I was a kid, that was your bread and butter, mowing lawns. You competed with other guys. You tried to get there early so other guys wouldn't outmow you. And you got shit. You got like $5. But you did enough and you'd get to 100 eventually. And $100 in the 80s was a million. So we've really done a disservice to young people today. We've turned them into crazy, petty little bitches who prank call you and say, hey, what genocide? Things they don't even believe. Just tropes that they were handed by someone else who's an anti-fascist. Just a bunch of dumb propaganda that you have homosexuals like Don Lemon going, they're anti-fascist, that's all. That's all the research you have to do. You just read their name. Okay, I'm Superman. Yes, okay, so you're like the Nietzschean Ubermensch. You're above most men. Got it. Well, that was easy. It's fun arguing with Don Lemon. You just say a word and he believes your costume, your Halloween costume. Hey, Don Lemon, I'm Wolverine. That's cool. You kill wolves? Actually, I like wolves. So yeah, that's what it's like to be doxxed. It's tedious. I'm changing my number now, obviously. I find, and I said this on Dangerous.com, Milo's site, I find the fans a little more tedious than the enemies. At least with the enemies, you get a window into, you know, America's enemies. And you see, oh, you're a bunch of losers who have a Patreon to fix your car. Or you're Lacey McCauley who was raped and decided to direct that at white people instead of the guy who raped you. Or you're Giraffe Neck, the professor on leave for saying cops should die. And you're on, I think his Twitter feed is Vulgar Economics, and he's on there talking about how he wants to commit suicide. Anyway, we're out of time. I'll just read you some more here. Let me just read you the last three texts that have appeared in the past minute. Unfortunately, they're all good. You must have a new number by now, but if you don't, I hope you have the chance to punch all these lib SJWs in their stupid faces. MAGA. Any Proud Boys going to be at Kent State this weekend for open carry rally? Caitlin Bennett is doing. I don't know. Who the hell are you? Why do you get to text me? And then thank you for all that you do in the fight against these tyrants. I know you're getting bombarded by these liberal. Got to put in my code for my phone, which is 6887. I know you're getting bombarded by these literal snakes, but I want to let you know that you are a patriot and will go down in history as one of the catalysts that saved this country from the brink we are on. God bless you and your family, and do not give up the fight. I don't care about flattering texts, and I don't care about insulting texts. I don't care about death threats, and I don't care about compliments. But I do care about providing you with an entertaining look at this clown world we are living in. It gets crazier every day. And make no mistake, you're next. Getting deplatformed from Twitter is obviously not a big deal. It's censoring some jokes. Getting, you know, all these little things where your number's been given out. It's nothing like what Tommy Robinson is facing, and I'm going to see him tomorrow in England. Nothing. Tommy Robinson, you know, military vets, those guys are in the real world. We're dealing with a bunch of lunatics, clowns. But there is an overall, if I was to imbue some relevance to the inconvenience that I'm going through, the big picture would be we're having a dangerous cultural shift here where censorship is seen as cool, deplatforming is seen as cool, and free speech is being thwarted. That's why these maniacs are attacking a straw man thinking I care about race mixing and white genocide and all this crap, because we're not able to discuss things because I've been censored. And the beauty of censorship is the left can run with this communist propaganda and totally dehumanize people and turn them into villains. And the beauty of dehumanizing someone is now you can kill them. And you didn't kill a person. You killed a vermin. You killed a scumbag. That's why they can just say die, because they've turned reality into a stupid video game where they want everyone they don't like to lose their life on the green bar that goes across the top. Damn, that's a way less witty than the original ending I had. That's always the way it goes. You got to circumcise your podcast, guys. Just cut the foreskin off. Stop talking when it's time to stop talking. Go to crtv.com. to check out my show, Get Off My Lawn. I'm going to be the CRTV Tonight this Friday. Will take place in London, England, where I'll be going to Tommy's trial on Thursday. And I'll tell you what, if he gets sentenced to prison, even for 4 days, that's a death sentence, because he will get killed there. So you're about to see someone be sentenced to death in England for blasphemy. I'll be discussing this quite a bit in the next podcast. I'll also be talking to Katie Hopkins when I'm there, and Ezra Levant, of course. My favorite chubby Jew. And I will see you Friday. We got a doozy of a podcast coming up next. I mean, next, like on Friday. Bye.
Whenever it rains, it's hard not to think about the folks right here in our community who have no roofs over their heads. Wouldn't it be nice to give them a dry place to sleep tonight, or a warm cup of soup, or just simply an umbrella? Well, you can, by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org now to help fund programs that provide shelter, food, and hope to our neighbors most in need. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.